welcome to A Killer's Crossbase. It's episode 65. This is kind of like the part two of the Zodiac letters, but this is going to be, instead of from the 60s, this is going to focus on the 70 letters. And the first one we start out with is April 20th, 1970, postmarked San Francisco, California, and it was sent to San Francisco Chronicle. And it goes by, this is the Zodiac speaking. By the way, have you cracked the last cipher I sent you? My name is, he does a cipher there, and I am mildly
curious, I think. He spelled it way wrong.
Curious or serious, as to know how much money, it's curious, you have on my head now. I hope you do not think that I was the one who wiped out that blue meanie with a bomb at the cop station, even though I talked about killing school children with one. It just wouldn't do to move in on someone else's territory. I spelled territory wrong too. But there is more glory in killing a cop than a. Did he really spell kid wrong? Spell the ID.
Yeah.
Because a cop. Cop can shoot back. I have killed 10 people to date. It would have been a lot more, except that my bus bomb was a dud. I was swamped out by the rain we had a while back. If you go back to our 60 letters, like, this one's very, very similar.
One matches.
That was like the nice handwriting we talked about in that episode. This one also sent to the San Francisco Chronicle, San Francisco, California, postmarked April 28th, 1970. So this is what, 8 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was a card, apparently. It says, sorry to hear your ass is a dragon. I hope you enjoy your shelves when I have my blast. Oh, no, not shelves. Slave? Is that? Is it slaves? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. He spelled that wrong.
Enjoy yourselves.
Okay, he's still.
And the picture is like, it's okay. Funny because your ass is a dragon. There's a dragon on here.
And then P.S. on the back. If you don't want me to have this blast, you must do two things. Tell everyone about the bus bomb with all the details. I would like to see some nice Zodiac buttons wandering about town. Everyone else has these buttons like, oh, the Black Power symbol. And Melvin eats blubber, etc. Well, it would cheer me up considerably if I saw a lot of people wearing my button. He spelled button both times wrong. No, he spelled it right there. Yeah, there's two T's.
So he's doing the spelling on purpose.
Please. Me nasty ones like Melvin's?
No nasty ones.
Oh, please no nasty ones like Melvin's. Thank you. That definitely looks like an M. But this is comparable with the other one 8 days before. Like, that's pretty well, like these, the first two are right off the bat are pretty well similar.
Now, this next one, though, looks like the very, very neat one. The one that looked almost typed.
Yes. Because this one, this is another reason, like, with the Dennis Rader, with the buttons and everything. Because he, like, made himself, like, you know, gave his own nickname and everything. But as you could tell, we're winging this episode again. And like I said, advice that I mentioned in the last episode, like if you have trouble following while we read these, it's probably easier to look them up and stuff. This one, see, we're going, what, almost 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, June 26, 1970, San Francisco, California was postmarked, sent to San Francisco Chronicle. Like what Olivia said, this one's kind of more like the really neat, like it could have been typed. And comparable with the ones from the 60s. But I don't know, this one's still pretty neat though. But it still kind of has a slant. Neat. But this one's kind of like still really perfect. And it says, this is the Zodiac speaking. I have become very upset with the people of San Fran Bay area. They have not complied with my wishes for them to wear some nice Zodiac buttons. This time we've done the symbol. God, he spelled promise wrong. I promised to punish them if they did not comply by annihilating. He spelled annihilating wrong. A full school bus. It looks like bass. But now school is out for the summer. That looks like summer. So I punished them in another way. I shot a man sitting in a parked car with a .38. Zodiac symbol with a 12. San Francisco Police Department 0. So that's saying he had 12 victims. The map coupled with this code will tell you where the bomb is set. You have until next fall to clip it up.
Dig it up.
That looks like a CL.
It does, but
yeah, it's awful. Okay, then he's got the cipher. I remember watching a show that actually they try to trace like where the bomb is at. But like I said, very, very neat handwriting in this one as well. This one's a little bit bigger, but I would say it's pretty well comparable with this one too. Well, hold on, let me see the second one.
Yeah, these are all pretty similar.
Yeah, because like if you notice down here on this one, it's really neat, but down here it kind of gets a little like that in the first two how they're written. But they're definitely neat, not smeared like the ones from the 60s.
Did they even figure out where he got his symbol from? Like, was it that watch company, or is this like the site of a like scope?
There was something else too, if I remember correctly. Something. There's like a store somewhere around there.
Well, I knew there was a watch.
Well, yeah, the Zodiac watch, and then there's like a store that had like the symbol or something on it. It was on one of the Monster podcast, I believe, where I heard that from. Something that was the only recent thing I really knew with the Zodiac. Okay, we're basically jumping almost a month ahead. July 24th. So June 26th, July 24th, postmarked San Francisco, California. Sent to San Francisco Chronicle. That seems like this is almost about the same as that one, basically. This is the Zodiac speaking. So this, basically, he uses that term a lot.
Yeah.
I'm rather unhappy because you people will not wear some nice Zodiac buttons. Same thing, Zodiac. So I know I have a little list, starting with the Woo Man. Yeah, he spelled woman wrong. Which I'm assuming, yeah, he done a lot of this on purpose. They probably threw, you know, the cops and stuff off. And her baby that I gave a rather interesting ride for a couple...
Hours?
No, that's hours. That's H-O-W-E-R-S. Oh, God. One evening a few months back, that ended in my burning her car where I found them. Okay. If you've listened to our Zodiac Suspect episode... We talk about Lawrence Kane. This woman picked him up out of a lineup that they showed, you know, I think like a few years later or whatever. And she said it was Lawrence Kane. So to just go back, because like Lawrence Kane, I think it said he died in like 2010 maybe. But he was like a peeping Tom, like sexual assault. Like he had a history of stuff. But if this was Lawrence Kane, then like these all letters would match Lawrence Kane then, if that was the case.
I kind of feel like maybe he's just... saying that was him, like claiming that, but it may have actually been Lawrence Kane that did it. Do you think that woman is so traumatizing? Like, you think you would remember the face that kidnapped you and your child?
Oh, yeah. Okay, this one is just 2 days later, so July 26th, San Francisco postmark, sent to San Francisco Chronicle. Because this is like, excuse me, how we were kind of talking about in the suspect episode as well about the ones that actually done. Like, the Chronicle got a lot of these, so they were kind of like the whole, each newspaper trying to up one, like it was just all fake. But also goes into, this is the Zodiac speaking, being that you will not wear some nice Zodiac buttons, how about wearing some nasty Zodiac buttons, or any type of the Zodiac buttons that you can think up. If you do not wear any type of Zodiac buttons, I shall, on top of everything else, torture all 13 of my slaves that I have. Waiting for me in paradise. Spelled paradise wrong too. Some I shall tie over and heels and watch them scream and twitch and squirm. Others shall have pine splinters driven under their nails and then burned. Others shall be placed in cages and fed salt beef until they are gorged. Then I shall listen to their pleas for water and I shall laugh at them, otherwise will hang by their thumbs and burn in the sun. Is that sun?
Mm-hmm.
Then, okay. Like that all kind of, okay. And
I will rub them down with
Yeah, that don't look like a deep though. But yeah, gather down some deep heat to warm them up. Others I shall skin them alive and let them run around screaming. And all billiard players, I shall have them play in a dark and dangerous. Wait, what?
Dungeon? Is that supposed to be
darkened? Dungeon? Is it supposed to be darkened dungeon? Because like you start a new.
Yeah, dark line. I think it's D-U-N for sure.
All with crooked cues and twisted shoes. Yes, I shall have a great fan inflicting the most delicious pain to my slaves. And this is where he claims that he killed 13, but still, like, all these letters are pretty well. Like, this one's a little bit sloppier.
I think this definitely makes me think he's doing it on purpose, because, like, this title where he says this is the Zodiac speaking matches the super, like, really neat one. And it starts off kind of neat, and then it just gets sloppy. Yeah.
Like, that's sloppy.
That's sloppier than the ones that are comparable.
So. All of these so far, yes. Okay. This one was in October 27th, 1970, postmarked San Francisco, California, sent to Paul Avery, reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. Was they by fire, paradise, gun, by rope, by fire, by gun, by rope, by knife, paradise, slaves. From your secret path, fed my bones, you ache to know my name, and so I'll clue you in. This was a card for teen, but then why would I spoil? Spoil what? The skeleton's arms in the way. Spoil the game?
Yeah, I bet that's what it is.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, boo, and he signed, you know, the Zodiac. That's the Zodiac symbol. I thought they said, like, Paul Avery was, like, actually kind of wondered if he was the Zodiac type thing. Like,
wondered if Paul Avery was the Zodiac?
Yeah. If I remember, I can't remember if that was, I don't know, I'd have to update myself.
Do you think he would have, like, drove himself crazy over doing research and stuff just to put on a show?
Wait, no. I guess, possibility, I guess. It seems like a lot went on. Okay, there's quite a few letters left. Okay. So this next one, we're going almost from October, so almost 5 months, March 13th, 1971, Pleasanton, California, and it went to the Los Angeles Times. This one's, I would say, out of all of them, or this one's probably the sloppiest one so far.
Yeah.
And this is the Zodiac speaking. Like I have always said, I am crack-proof. If the Blue Meanies are ever going to catch me, they had best get off their fat asses and do something, because the longer they fiddle and fart around, the more slaves I will collect for my afterlife. I do have to give them credit for stumbling across my riverside activity, but they're only finding the easy ones. There are a hell of a lot more down there. The reason that I'm writing to the Times is this. They can't bury me on the
back pages.
They can't put me on the back pages. I don't know. But not about being on the back pages. Like, it's wherever that word is was, like, cut off, like the first letter. Like some of the others. Here's where he claims to have killed 17 people. And, you know, the San Francisco police, zero. Like, that's more first level. This is pretty neat, but still, it don't really match a lot of the other ones. Like, does it to you?
No, I don't think it matches anything.
Yeah, like all these, because these are like more like, I don't know, like the ink is like thicker than this.
It was like somebody that wrote writer.
Yeah, and this is mailed January 29th, 1974, so you're almost going 3 years later. San Francisco, California, San Francisco Chronicles. I saw and think The Exorcist was the best. Comedy. So he spelled comedy wrong, that I've ever seen. Signed yours truly, spelled truly wrong. He plunged himself into the billowy wave.
Billowy wave.
That's the only thing I think of. And an echo rose from the suicide's grave. What's her tagline? Tit Willow. P.S. If I do not see this note in your paper, I will do something nasty, which you know I'm capable of. What would you even categorize that signing that off on? It's not the Zodiac symbol.
No, I think that somebody is trying to mess with him. Well, because he never says, signed yours truly. He's never said that.
Well, and if you think here, he says, me, 37, San Francisco Police Department, 0. The rest of them, he's basically...
He doesn't put me. He just puts, like...
He done the Zodiac symbol on them.
And then writes 17 then, on the line.
Well...
Or how
well, many? That one's big, but he's still done Zodiac equals 13. And then the other one was... Zodiac 12. So.
I think somebody was just messing with them with that one.
And especially with it coming like 3 years later. Like, that's another issue right there that I personally think as well. Like, so the handwriting's just way, way off. This one, they don't match any of them either. And this one would come a couple weeks later on Valentine's Day in 1974. Postmark was unknown. It was sent to the San Francisco Chronicle. And it says, "Dear Mr. Editor, did you know that the initials... Slay?
Initial Slay, yes.
Slay's Liberation Army. Spell... I don't know what... What that actually
It's a Norse word, so it's a different language.
Yeah, an Old Norse word meaning kill, a friend. Like, it might compare to, like, the 60s letters, but the ones we've seen so far in the 70s, no, it does not really match. They don't match the last letter or any of the other ones we have talked about.
That's probably somebody messing with them again.
Yeah, and it's going back to the Chronicle. Then we skip forward to May 8th. But Alameda County, California, sent to the San Francisco Chronicle. Sirs, I would like to express my... Did he mark it out? Yeah, he marked it out. Tell me, is he trying to say consideration? Or consternation? Concerning your poor taste and lack of sympathy for the public, as evidenced by your... running of the ads for the movie Badlands featuring the blurb. In 1959, most people were killing time. Kit and Holly were killing people. In light of recent events, this kind of murder glorification can only be deplorable at best. Not that glorification of violence was ever justifiable. Why don't you show some concern for public sensibility and cut the ad? A citizen. This really...
I don't think it matches.
They don't match any of them either. Because even this... Neat.
Maybe people are just trying to, like, copy him. Because the one put, "You're truly a friend, a citizen." Like, he's not switched it up like that. He always puts his symbol.
Yeah, but like I said, it don't match. Like, it's kind of comparable to these two. The last two we've talked about. But it still don't match.
I mean, they're both sloppy writings. But I think it's purposely done.
This one's really neat. This was, let's see, we're going up to from May to July 8th, 1974. It's San Rafael, California.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sent to San Francisco Chronicle. Editor, put Marco back in the hellhole from whence it came. He has a serious psychological disorder, always need to feel superior. I suggest you refer him to a shrink. Meanwhile, cancel the Count Marco column. Since the Count... can write anonymously, so can I. The Red Phantom, red with rage. Like, it's a pretty nice handwriting. But...
It even got a little fancy with the Count Marco.
Yeah. But it still don't match any of the letters.
No, spelling is actually good. Like, psychological and superior. With him spelling that stuff wrong, I figure he would spell those words, like, wrong, but he didn't. Or yes. Whoever didn't.
Yes, I agree. But so far, you're looking at what? The last four letters are questionable?
Yeah, like I wouldn't even take a second look at them.
And this one goes from 74, So we went from July 8th to 1974. We're going to May 2nd, 1978. And this was sent to the KHJ-TV, Los Angeles, California. Dear Channel News. Dear Channel 9. This is the Zodiac speaking. You people in LA are in for a treat. In the next 3 weeks, you're finally going to have something good to report. I have decided to begin killing again. Please hold the applause. Nothing is going to happen until I do. You people just won't let me have it any other way. I plan to kill 5 people in the next 3 weeks. 1, Chef Piggy.
Chief.
Never mind. Chief Piggy. Is it Daryl Gates?
Looks like it.
2, ex-Chief Piggy. He's going to kill cops, it looks like. Ed Davis. 3, Pat Boone.
Theoretic crap is a obscenity.
To this world. Who's Pat? I don't know who Pat Boone is.
I don't know.
The first two are cops. Okay, also Eldridge Cleaver. The N-word. Got to get their 20% quota after all. And Susan Atkins, the Judas of the Manson family. She's going to get hers now. That could be why they kind of maybe linked to try to say Bruce Davis was a part of this. Hey, you actors, this is your lucky break. Remember, whoever plays me has his work cut out for him. See you in the news. Sound of the Zodiac. I personally don't think that matches either.
Not really, no.
So that's the last 5. I think the Zodiac's last true letter might have been, well, maybe not even the Los Angeles Times. I kind of wonder if the Paul Avery letter with the card was like
I think the card was the last thing.
That would have been 1970. So that means like, so 71, March 13th, it went to Los Angeles Times. Maybe.
But whoever did this last letter definitely like researched and studied up on the letters he sent and stuff like that.
Yeah.
On who he was. Because, I mean, it was pretty close to what I think he would probably say.
Well, and you're thinking about, though, too. Like, I would think it would go from, like, I don't know. So you're looking at, if you're thinking about the Paul Avery, that's 1970. Then if you go back to the 60s letters, so you're looking at possibly the last 5 or 6 letters are fake. Well, copycat in a way.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. So you might have the letter right after Paul Avery that might be the Zodiac, but still questionable, but it don't really match any of the other ones. But all of them could all be fake letters, though. Like I said, the Zodiac may not even exist, but I guess we'll find out, though, if they ever, you know, be able to pinpoint them down. Because I know they're trying to do that thing, what they're doing with the Golden State Killer, and link them that way. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.